Hey guys, this is not a surprise, but you do have to put in effort when it comes to dating. Hey everyone, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. Haven't been here for a minute, but here I am. My family visited me over the weekend, last weekend, so that took up my time definitely. And so here I am. I'm back in Anchor talking about love, sex, and dating as usual, right? The usual for me. So I hope you guys are doing well. It seems like all my folks that I'm following are doing well too. They've been putting out podcast after podcast, and that's awesome. So that's cool. Congrats to all of you guys keeping on with the work. It's so cool. So anyway, my topic is, so before you start online dating, you should know what you're looking for and how much time you're willing or able to put in when dating someone. And I guess I'm bringing this up because I had to kind of end it with someone that I was seeing. And I will talk about that in a moment. But so I just thought, and I start processing, like, you know, when people online date, I don't think they realize they got to put some effort to it, right? Unless they were very clear on what they wanted in the first place and was very clear to the other person on how much time they can put in. And the person I was talking to was actually really honest about his time, but there are some things that I just thought, okay, what the hell? But anyway, I don't want to talk about that just yet. So, know what you're looking for and how much time you're able to put in when dating someone. Now, the latter part of that is kind of tough to figure out. Maybe you don't know until you start dating. Maybe you start dating a couple people and realize you can't put that much time or effort in it. But why go online dating then if you can't put any effort? The reality is dating does take some effort, and how much effort you put in depends on what you want out of dating, right? Because not everyone wants a long-term relationship, at least not right away. So for example, number one, there's the casual dater. That's the person who is like, which to me, honestly, is one of the most confusing terms when it comes to dating, because it's not a clear definition, because each person has their own definition of what casual dating means. And it could be defined by anyone. It could just be defined differently, right? So anyway, so to me, it's going on dates sporadically or regularly with someone you're not exactly exclusive with. Like maybe you're just having a good time, enjoying each other's company, not necessarily having sex, although you can have sex in casual dating, that's fine. But yeah, it's just, god damn, what is casual? We're like casually dating, we're kind of seeing each other, which I guess at that time when you are casually dating, you can also see other people as well. Yeah, so there's that. And there's FWB. We know what that is. Friends with benefits. There's nothing really to explain. Like, you both agree just to have sex, and that's it. And that's what maybe people go online dating for, just to find that person. Then there's the long-term relationship, right? So it's the one person who's not in a super rush. I think there's two types of people when it comes to long-term relationships. There's the one person who is not in a super rush to jump in a relationship, but just want to go with the flow, just take it easy, see where it leads, which many people want, including myself. I say that, you know, sometimes guys will ask me, like, what are you looking for here? I'm like, well, I mean, obviously, for me, eventually love, but I don't want to rush into a relationship. I want to take it slow, right? And for the most part, they agree. The issue here is pacing. Everyone's pacing is different from one another when it comes to like going with the flow and like not jumping into a relationship. One person may, okay, I guess I should just jump into my example. And this is why I was inspired to write or to make this segment, this episode. I was talking to someone and it wasn't that long. I mean, a lot of these relationship, because it sounds really serious. I don't know what you call something that's like a relationship, but not exactly. I guess someone that I was seeing It was going all great, and in the beginning, he was just texting me good morning, good afternoon, giving me attention through text, which is great. And then, you know, we messed around, and we still saw each other. One of the second to last times we were hanging out at his place, he was like, you know, he did say he liked me, right? And I said I liked him. So there you go, which is, you know, it's really hard to reach that point when it comes to dating, when someone actually says to you, I like you. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's cool. And I said, I like him too. And to me, I think when you say that, there's certain expectations that might be in place. Now, it's not necessarily everyone will follow these types of expectations, but there's certain, it's already beyond like we're just dating in a way. Like you shared interests that you like each other. And so what I can't help but think, it's not like it's a next step necessarily, but it's kind of like you are moving forward to this direction that you didn't know where you were going in the first place with this person. Does that make sense? Like, because when you first date or you meet someone, you don't know where it's leading. Then maybe you go to a second date, the third date, the fourth date. And even then, like, okay, where is this go? You're still not sure. But when someone actually says, I like you, then you're like, oh, okay, that's something, right? That's important to hear. And when the other person says it back, then of course that's a big deal because now you're in the same page. Whereas before, like, you didn't know where it was going to lead. So anyway, I just thought when someone says that to you, right, I would think this person can, like, you know, there's a little bit more effort. Like, there's more, like, hanging out or texting, whatever. But then he did say that, like, you know, I'm going to be more busy at work. I'm going to have my class is going to start soon. I also communicate with my family a lot, who like lives in a different country, mind you, that's cool, he's close to his family and whatever. So at first I was glad he was being honest, and he said, you know, let me know if that's okay with you, if not then I understand. And at that time, I was okay with it because I get everyone's busy, we're not necessarily exclusive, so I can't really ask him to put in x amount of times to, you know, hang out with me or text me or whatever. So I didn't think anything of it, right? Then the following week happened, and this is the weekend my parents were visiting. So he wasn't texting us and with me as much, which I get, because I think he thinks like, oh, she's with family, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, I started, you know, regardless, like, it doesn't take long to text to say, hey, what's up? Or hi, how are you? You know, we don't have to text the whole day. You know what I mean? Like, if you like someone, I like to text them. You know, not to the point where I'm bothering with them, but it was just around the right amount of time that I'm thinking about them, you know, to show that I'm thinking about them. And this guy stopped initiating texts, like conversations, and I was the one doing it. And that bothered me. I get it. He said he can't text me as much, but it's like, you said you liked me, so now you're not going to message me at all, like zero. Like you, yeah, he'll respond to my text, but he wouldn't say, hey, what's up, out of the blue. So that kind of got to me. Like, to me, if you're going to say I like you, you got to put in a little bit more effort that you're still interested. Like, he didn't understand that. Like, I said, you know, maybe we should be friends. Like, I noticed these last few texts, like, I've been the one initiating. He's like, oh, so that's why you think, like, just because I'm not initiating. And I was like, well, it's nice to be thought of too, you know. Then he texts back saying, well, you know, I think we both agree, like, you know, I'm not ready for a relationship right now. And it's like, that's the thing though, you know, like, I mean, I didn't say anything else, but when I read that, I was like, dude, like, I'm not trying to get into a relationship either. I'm just like, have some kind of form of communication with the other person. If you said you like them, then you need to kind of follow through, or either that, don't be saying that. Anyway, this might be a lesson for him, because I think he only dated one other person after me. So after his breakup, so it's just like, you know what, maybe you don't know how it works, so I don't know. It's not like there's a guide to dating in general, but I think it's good to have put in some effort, you know, especially if you say you like them. Like, how are you gonna like them and then put me in the back burner and not like text me anymore? That doesn't make sense. Like, then you don't, maybe you think you like me, but you don't really. Do you know what I mean? Like, nah, 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 nah. I got no time for that. And there's plenty of guys who you know, can give me attention. I'm not saying text me every day. Nah, it's not like that. But once in a while, you know, text me out of the blue. Say, how are you? Whatever. Anyway, that's, so this is what this podcast is inspired from. Now the second type of person, because I was talking about long-term relationships and there's different kinds of people. So number one was like the one person who's not in a super rush to jump in a relationship but want to go with the flow. That's the one type. The second type who does want a long-term relationship is the opposite of that, which is like they want to rush into a relationship. Like I did mention this in another podcast that there was a guy that I went on like 3 dates, and I think about the 3rd date, he was like, so you want to be together? You want to be boyfriend, girlfriend? I'm like, what? No. Because I guess in his past experience with other women, that's what they did. And I'm like, nah, dude. I'm not cool with that. Like, that's too soon. So I only saw that once. Not a lot of people are like that. I only saw that once. But for the most part, it's people who want to find love eventually, but then those people, not, I'm saying not everyone, though, some of those people don't realize that they have to put some time and effort into it, you know. As for the person I was talking to, you know, we kind of said, hey, let's be friends. We haven't really texted each other since that time, which was like since last week, and I'm fine with it. Like, yeah, I'm not tripping. It sucks, but I'm not tripping. Because it wasn't like I had super strong feelings just yet, but it just sucks when you invest some time into someone and then it doesn't work out. Anyway, it can be exhausting, I tell you, online dating or just dating in general. I actually deleted the app, my Bumble app. I still have my account, but I just deleted the app from my phone, because sometimes when I'm like bored, I'll look at it and it's just like, nah, I don't want to date like that with that mentality. Anyway, that's it. This is kind of this topic is just about before you start online dating, you should know what you're looking for at the very least minimum, and then maybe eventually know how much time you're willing to put in when dating someone. Like, don't just like, it's, you know, maybe you do know and you can just be like, hey, I just want to find someone to hang out with or fuck with or blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I think this person, maybe after getting, you know, after kind of hanging out with me more and more, maybe he realized like, oh shit, I can't put this much time, you know, into relationship. So I didn't say anything. I was about to tell him like, you might want to delete your fucking Bumble if you really can't put in any time at all, because it wouldn't be fair if it's based on your time. You know what I mean? Like, you don't, you know, if that person asks you out, you're gonna say like, I can't because I got no time. You know what I mean? Anyway, stop right there. Just gonna stop right there. So I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It's the end of the weekend, but Monday is just tomorrow. And I hope your Monday is great. Be good to yourself and be good to others as usual. Take care. Bye.
Hey, what's up? It's your boy Tyler from Gaming Trends and More. And I would like to say that your newest episode really kind of, it taught me something. And now I'm gonna, well, basically take your advice and actually look more deep into it, because really I've been looking for people's personality. That's really all I care about. But now that you've kind of explained things and like what you should really be looking for and all that stuff, I'm gonna be looking deeper into that as well and see if it's worth putting time into dating this quote person. So really thank you for that, and yeah, talk to you later. Peace.
Yo, Tyler, what's up? Tyler from Gaming Trends and More. Thank you for your response to my last episode on before you start online dating, you should. And, you know, I'm glad you learned something. I hope to teach something off my segments. And it's not to say I know everything either about love, sex, and dating, but I do you know, my goal is to just share my experiences, and maybe people can just learn from that, and I could also learn from other experiences while I'm listening to other people's podcasts here on Anchor. So that's really cool that you thought something that I said was helpful for your dating life. What stood out for what you said in your response is about whether this person that you're thinking about is worth putting time into dating. And I get what you mean, because sometimes it's like, oh my God, is this worth the investment? It's, dating in general is a risk, right? Because you're investing time, you're investing your emotions. You know, you also have to kind of be patient. So it's, there's a lot of things in hand when it comes to dating. But I think dating in person, or meeting someone that you met in person, such as through work or school or other activities, versus online dating is different for sure. And I think that right there is a segment, but I don't want to go into it too deeply. It's just that when you meet someone in person, it doesn't necessarily mean you're instantly attracted to them. Maybe, you know, you build that attraction over time, whereas you meet someone online, you're just basing it off pictures. And you just think, oh, he's cute. You know what I mean? Because there's some people who I've been attracted to that I think if I saw them in Bumble or whatever dating site, I wouldn't necessarily be attracted to them. But I'm not saying this is the case for you. You did say personality, and I think that's awesome. But I guess I'm curious if this person is someone you met online or this is in person. So I thought I'd bring that up. But if you are able to answer that question, that is great. If not, that's okay too. So anyway, peace.